Up next, we're going to be talking with Sevtok. She's from Turkey, was born in Istanbul. We'll explain that a little bit more. She's written a book called You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. We're going to talk about her experiences. She's a spiritual counselor conducting soul sessions as well. We'll be back with her in a moment to talk about this incredible story on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest tonight, Sevtok, was born in Istanbul, Turkey, came to the United States as a little girl, growing up in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area. She began having supernatural experiences and E.T. contacts at a very young age. It still continues, spending a lifetime refusing to accept the reality of these events. She came out of 3 years ago, prompted by her face-to-face contact with a gray who apparently burned two X marks into her lower back. She helps experiencers around the world understand the process about ET contact, encouraging them to be aware of this profound transformation that these experiences are holding for them. Sev is also a spiritual counselor, conducting soul sessions, a speaker, author. Her book is called You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Let me bring in Sevtok right now. Sev, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Norrie. It's a pleasure to meet you and an honor to spend time with you and your listeners.
I'm looking forward to this, and we're going to talk about your experiences way gone back, but you're a spiritual counselor now. Tell me what that entails.
Okay. I have been conducting soul sessions for the past 11 years. I have clients around the world, and these are readings that use interdimensional information. I can hear, feel, and see information about my client, and this is something that we can all do. There's nothing special about me. We all have the ability to access the dimensions to gather information. And what comes out in a reading is I go into a meditative state. And what is divulged is my client's purpose, the reason they're here, how they can activate their purpose, also what their best career paths are and how they can manifest that. A past life always comes up that explains something that's going on in this life, and also a mental block. We all have them. A mental block or two is divulged that is just preventing you from success or preventing you from progress. And we talk about that block and how you can alleviate it or work around it or maneuver around it. And they're basically blueprints for you to find peace and fulfillment and to enjoy your life and to be the happiest that you can be in this existence.
That's amazing, too. And this experience that occurred as a little girl, were you in Turkey when it happened, or were you in the United States?
I was in the United States.
Okay.
In the D.C. suburbs.
Tell us what happened.
My earliest recollection is when I was 10, and I would be regularly visited by a spacecraft, and I would be outside, and I would see it coming, and each time it would come from a different direction. It would hover over me. I could see the bottom of the craft. It would land, and a being would come out, and the being was similar to a human, slightly different. It was a male, a young male, and he had dark hair, and his ears were just slightly different. They were a little more elongated, and he was wearing dark clothes. I can't remember if it was a jumpsuit or separate. And every time I saw the spaceship and every time I saw him, I was so happy. It was like a reunion with a brother. And he was coming to check up on me just to make sure I was okay. And after this meeting, I would be propped back into my bedroom. And I would then have to get dressed and go to fifth grade. And I didn't say anything to anybody, not even my parents, who were very in tune and were believers, but I still kept it to myself for years. This went on for a couple of years. And then there was a final meeting. This time it was a little different because this time I was with a group of other kids, and I didn't see their faces because we were all lined up side by side, and we just watched this spaceship just fly away, and there was a knowing and a sadness that he was gone, and we didn't know when we were going to see him again, and we just knew, okay, now it's time to do what we have to do.
Why did you keep this a secret, Sev, and then so many years later decide to talk about it?
Yeah, I know. Mr. Norrie, I cannot explain why I kept that as a secret as a child. And I've had so many experiences for decades, and I just came out just two years ago. And the reason I kept it a secret was because I was really afraid of what people were going to think of me. I was just so concerned that people would think I was nuts. And I also, it was hard for me to believe that this was really happening because this ET contact so often happens in a multidimensional fashion. It's not always in 3D while you're wide awake, while you're driving down the road, while you're camping. It is often a multidimensional experience. And so because of that, the brain has a hard time labeling that experience. So logic takes over, and then we begin to convince ourselves that that was a dream or that was an imagination. But my experience that happened in 2017 here on the Inner Banks of North Carolina, where I currently live, made it clear that these are not dreams, because dreams don't put two red X marks on your back.
No, they don't. And what do you think the reason, and we'll get deeper into that, but what do you think the reason was for them to burn this marking into your lower back?
I think it was two reasons. First, to just finally get my attention. They've been trying to get my attention. These ETs have been trying to get my attention for decades, and I've been ignoring them. For years, I've had strange marks on my body, scoop marks. There's been bright lights in the hallway. I can feel beings in my room. And each and every time, I would try and find a logical reason to ignore it all. So the two red X marks made me go, whoa, okay, I can no longer ignore this. Another reason is the part of my body where the X marks were put is where we store Kundalini energy.
Hmm. Now, are the marks still there?
No. Mm-mm.
They've gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get them checked by a doctor or X-rayed or anything like that? You never did.
No. Mm-mm. But my at the time that the X marks came, I was with Patrick, my boyfriend. We're no longer together, but he saw the X marks and he witnessed what happened.
When these events were occurring to you, were you ever taken aboard the craft, or was everything done in your room?
Oh, okay. So my conscious memory of the X mark is that I was not in my room. I was in another room.
All right.
I was lying on this bed that resembled a hospital bed. And the room that I was in was dimly lit, and it was sparsely furnished. I remember only one small, like, little chest of drawers across from me. And I had this feeling of being in a very clean, sterile environment. And I couldn't move my arms, and I couldn't move my legs. I felt paralyzed. And I sensed that there was something behind me. And I could move my head and I could move my neck. So I turned my head around, and right there, just inches from me, is a gray doing something to my back.
So you may have been up in the craft and just didn't know it.
That's possible, Mr. Norrie. However, I do have a recollection of something which I had never, ever known before in any of my other experiences. But when I was in that room, I knew I was on the moon.
On the moon, really? Tell me about that.
Well, that's all I knew. I just knew I was on the moon. And when I popped back into 3D consciousness, as I say, I was shocked that I thought I was in the moon. I've never had that feeling before.
Why did you have that feeling? I mean, could you see craters out of a little window or anything like that?
It's just a knowing.
Just a feeling.
It's a knowing. It's more than a feeling. It's a knowing. It's like, oh, I am on the moon. I am in this room, and it is on the moon. And it could sound a little crazy, but I am just telling you what my knowing was. So I locked eyes with this being, and we stared right into each other's eyes. And I describe in my book, it was like looking into two pools of black oil. And I was scared to death. And I turned my head back around, and then, ding, I'm in my bedroom.
Just like that.
Wide awake, like after each of these experiences, when I popped back into 3D reality, the eyes pop open completely alert. There's no grogginess or anything. And I went downstairs, and I was this conscious memory accompanied the second X mark. So I went downstairs, and I was really afraid, because back then, I was really afraid of the grays. Back then, 3 years ago, I thought they were evil. I've changed my mind since then. So I went downstairs trying to process my memory, waiting for my boyfriend then to wake up. And he came downstairs, and I just started asking him a bunch of questions. Patrick, did you sense anything weird last night?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see me missing or anything like that?
Yeah, no to everything. And then I had to ask him the dreaded question. I was so afraid, and I asked him, will you look at my back? And he looked, and it was just silence. And I was like, oh, my gosh, if there's another X on me, I'm not going to be able to take it. Like, I don't know how I can handle it. So I get emotional recounting the story.
I bet.
I said, well, is there an X? And he said, yeah, there's another one, just like the first one, the same size. And, Mr. Nori, my reality just flipped. It flipped. It's very hard to describe what it feels like when you don't know who you are anymore. You don't know what's real anymore. I was angry. I was sad. I thought they were messing with me. I was just so confused. It's like being in a state of suspended animation. And so I started to cry, and he asked me, what can I do for you? And I didn't know. I pulled myself together, and I said, I need help. For the first time in my life, I'm going to admit I need help. I don't know who's going to help me. I don't know how the help is going to come, but I cannot deal with this by myself. And I was just going to organically wait for the help to show up, and it did.
Well, that, you know, and since then, because of what has happened to you, you have decided to help other experiencers who are going through the same thing, and probably, if I looked at the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and did you ever see that movie with Richard Dreyfuss?
Oh, yes.
All these people were having similar experiences, and they were frustrated and scared, but they were all doing the same thing. I would assume that a lot of experiencers that you've dealt with, Sev, have gone through this same thing.
Yes. It is so rewarding to work with experiences. I work with experiences from around the world. And when just a couple of weeks after my book came out on Amazon, I was contacted by AlienCon. Congratulations, your speaker at AlienCon in Baltimore, which was like, wow, this is amazing. And to come out in Baltimore is great, because I had so much ET contact in Baltimore. And it was at that conference, when after I gave my talk and I was sitting at my vendor table, I met hundreds of people, and so many of them started their conversation with, I have never told anybody this, but, and then I heard remarkable stories. And it was then I realized, this is what I want to do. I want to help experiencers process what's happening to them. It's very, very important that we don't deny our truth. And it's important that you accept what's happening to you, these unbelievable, amazing experiences, because they help you actually live an easier Earth life. We're being given information which is profound and is geared towards helping us deal with being a human. But we have to get over the shock, and we also have to learn to accept what's happening to us. Usually, experiencers first are in complete denial because they can't believe it's happening. It's just too crazy and kooky. Second, it's a huge secret. They don't want to tell anybody. And when you hold on to a secret about your truth, it manifests in very negative ways in your life.
I bet.
That was what was happening to me. And so I started this path of authenticity over a decade ago. I decided I need to be the most authentic, real version of myself I can possibly be. That's the only way I'm going to find fulfillment, peace, happiness, be the healthiest that I can be. And as I was walking that path of authenticity, I hit my roadblock of the ETs. And I realized, oh my gosh, I have to run right through this roadblock, and I have to heal whatever it is that I'm running from. And that's another reason these exes appeared. I do believe that the grays were helping me. I do believe that the grays were helping me express my authenticity. Once I accepted that, I told myself that it's real. My life changed. I was no longer denying who I really am, and my life started to manifest in a much more pleasurable fashion.
Sev, how many people worldwide do you think this is happening to right now?
Millions. Millions of people are having ET contact, and they don't even know it, because most of it happens in this interdimensional fashion, where we have experiences in the other dimensions. And like I said, the brain can't quite come up with a reason or a definition of what's happening. It's our society that is not allowing us to come out and understand what's happening. So this is what I'm doing. I'm speaking up. I was very afraid to speak up. It's the best thing I've ever done. I'm so glad I'm doing it. And the more experiencers come out to ourselves, that's the most important part. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to stand on stage. Come out to yourself, and then you will watch your life change. So on my website, planetsev.com, there is a portal there where you can contact me. Tell me about your experience. It's in complete privacy, and I will write you back, and I will communicate with you, and I will help you to the best of my ability, and it's free. I also have a section in my website called True ET Stories, where I share some of the stories that people have shared with me from around the world, including drawings and pictures, and I don't divulge anyone's name unless they want me to, because it's really important that we read what's happening to other people, and we see their drawings, and we see the pictures. It's crucial so that as a society we can move forward, and that we can know the truth about who we are and why we're here and what we're doing.
Sev, why do you think this is happening to so many millions and you? What's going on?
Well, we have a collective consciousness, which is the energy of all of us.
And think about that story, that question, because we're going to come back and really dive into that, because that could be the crux of this entire matter. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll take calls next hour with Sev. Perhaps you can share your own ET story. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Sev, talk with us. We're going to take calls with Sev next hour, your questions and perhaps your own stories or experiences. Sev, as we get into this, I wanted to tell you, I have a lot of relatives who came from Mardin, Turkey. They left in the 1920s to come here.
You're Turkish?
Yes. Well, I'm not Turkish. I'm more Lebanese, but we had a lot of them lived in Mardin. And then, during the genocide and everything, they just got out of there.
Oh, yeah. Have you visited Istanbul?
I have not. I have not, but I have a feeling they still had a lot of property there that they just left behind. I wonder if we ever can go back and claim it, huh?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Those were really some tumultuous times.
Oh, and it looks like it's still not settled down yet.
No.
With the situation there, it's a mess. Anyways, my question before the break was, all these millions of people that are having these experiences with these ETs, and then I want to ask you where you think they're coming from, but why is it happening to human beings? What's going on?
Every individual has a collective consciousness, and Earth is the same. Earth is also a type of individual, and it also has a collective consciousness, which is comprised of each individual's fears and beliefs and desires. And there is a overwhelming collective desire on Earth to know the truth. And so this sits in our collective consciousness, and this energy emanates. And we are now seeing what it feels like to divulge the truth. It's ugly, it's nasty, it's difficult, it's also exhilarating and beautiful. And in order to touch the truth, in order to uncover the truth, we have to realize, be very aware, that we are multidimensional beings existing in this quantum pool of energy, and that our life as a human being is a reflection of the rest of us, meaning the parts of us that are experiencing consciousness that is not an earthling. We're all having experiences. We call them past lives. However, quantum physics says there is no past, there is no future, everything is happening now. So really, your past life is happening now. So we're all having multiple consciousnesses at the same time. And as we're healing one dilemma in one consciousness, we're also healing that same dilemma in another consciousness. And so it's this desire that we have, this it's an innate desire to know the truth and to be happy. And in order for that to happen, we are creating what seems like a disaster and a mess, but really what we're creating is a better version of Earth, a better version, a healthier, a happier, a more loving version. Each of us come to Earth with a particular purpose, an individual purpose, but we all come to Earth sharing one collective purpose, and that is to love as much as possible. And that starts with ourselves. Most of us don't show love to ourselves. We're not taught to. And so as we're showing love to ourselves, our reality changes. And as Earth is showing love to itself, Earth's reality changes.
Did they hint on where they were coming from?
I've communicated with several types of beings. The grays have not hinted to me where they are from. I also have experiences involving grays and human beings. The being that I communicated with when I was 10, I do not recall it telling me where it was from. Last year, in February of last year, when I was sitting in my living room, these two light beings entered. I was wide awake. In the middle of the afternoon, these two beings, which I call the blues, because they were predominantly different shades of blue. There was a little bit of spring green that popped up. And they're very difficult to draw because they're constantly moving like a kaleidoscope, this constant, gorgeous kaleidoscope of color. And they were very tall. And they gave me actually quite a bit of information about our DNA activation. They gave me information about Tesla and and Disney and Tchaikovsky, and they talked very briefly about where they were from, and these beings, Mr. Nori, they live in many different places, so they could have an existence in their home planet or in their home star system or in their home dimension, and they can also live on Earth, maybe not in a 3D way, but in living on Earth in the other dimensions that Earth has. So we're really, every being lives everywhere.
Well, they sure do. Now, you've talked about how you believe these experiencers should get help. Why is that? Why can't they just do this within themselves?
Because it's just too shocking and jarring. And why are there so many therapists? It's because we need to talk out loud. We need to express our fears and worries out loud to somebody and get feedback. And processing ET contact all by yourself is very, very difficult. It is very important to speak with people who've had the experience. And so who helped me profoundly is Kathleen Martin. I reached out to her, and we've become friends. And what she provided for me is so valuable. After my exes appeared, one of my best friends, Elizabeth, who lives on the island of Maui, said to me, you should watch the movie Unacknowledged by Dr. Stephen Greer. So one afternoon I watched it, and it lit something inside of me. I felt like it activated me, and I went to my computer, and I said to myself, I have to send a picture of this ex to somebody, but I don't know who. Who should I send this picture to? And I heard in my head, MUFON. And I really didn't know what MUFON was. So I Googled it, and I see it's the Mutual UFO Network, one of the largest organizations
in the world. It sure is. You became a field investigator eventually for that, didn't you?
I just knew a few months ago, and I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. They're good people.
Yeah, I'm a field investigator for the state of North Carolina.
Excellent. Now, did they give us, the ETs, any warning or messages of anything that we should be aware of?
The Grays gave me information. I've come in contact with the Grays in Baltimore, in Roswell, New Mexico, where they gave me information about the hybridization program, and here on the Inner Banks of North Carolina. And they told me that we are not destined to ruin ourselves. We are not destined to blow ourselves up in any given moment. We can change our reality, and it's not too late. And the hybridization program is a sort of preparation, just in case we decide to follow the path of destruction. But we are not really... it's not a destiny that we can't change.
That we can't change.
Right. We can change it in any given moment. It comes with awareness.
Now, with some of the people, kind of relate a story or two, if you can, for us, Sev, of some of the experiencers. We don't need their names, obviously, but some of the things that they have gone through, like you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a couple themes. One is being in a spaceship and being shown how it works. And it's people tend to use the word plasma, and they say that the spaceship is connected to their mind, and that they can control the spaceship through their mind, and that the spaceship is actually alive and aware. And the beings in these spaceships are not only showing them how the spacecraft moves, but they're also giving them a very loving information about knowing that we really are safe, and that what really rules is love. And I know that sounds corny, but that is the message that the experience is here again and again and again and again. You are love and you are loved. You are love and you are loved. And the reason this message is drilled into the head of experiencers is because as human beings, we don't really realize this. This is what the path of spirituality is all about, is to understand that, and then your life changes. Another common theme is visitations in the bedroom. This seems to be a very popular room for the beings to come in. And the experiences say that they're alert and they're awake, but they feel like they're existing in another dimension. And that's where the confusion sets in. Is this real or is it not real? It's absolutely real. And the beings come in, and they might be healing them. They might be doing light work on them. Some people see like lasers scanning their body. Some people are taken out through their window or through the wall. Another very common theme is this desire, once this happens to someone, to want to leave Earth. And they say, I don't want to be here anymore. I know that there's more to me somewhere else that's not as difficult. It's so hard to be a human. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home.
Huh.
And I like to remind people, well, you are home. And you came here for a reason. And the reason that you're here is really important. And you are valuable. Everyone is valuable to everybody. And let's figure out why you came. Let's connect to your purpose. Let's activate your purpose. Let me help you realize that you are nothing but a ball of energy of love, and that this is your home. There's nothing to run away from. And if you were to leave, we would miss you. We need you. This is not the time to want to run away. This is the time to stand up and go, okay, this is really hard to understand. And I don't have to understand all of it. But what I have to do is align with the knowing that I am here for a fantastic reason. I'm going to know that reason. I'm going to activate my purpose. And I'm going to live a good life. I don't need to run away. I don't need to kill myself. I don't need to hope that a car hits me. I am here, and I want to enjoy being here, and I am important, not only for my family and my friends. I am important for the entire galaxy.
Could you tell if the ETs were a living species or perhaps robots or cyborgs?
Yes, Mr. Norrie. Okay. So there is a part of my experience that I don't talk about very much. This is actually kind of like a coming out for me, talking about the conscious memories that I have that involve the grays and human beings.
Okay.
And the human beings are young men that appear to be government type. I've also have had experience with doctors and nurses.
ET types?
The grays. Humans.
Oh, humans.
Yes. And so this one conscious memory I have, I've been in this room a few times. And
humans from this planet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, they look like humans from this planet.
They look like humans.
Yeah, and they're men. They're men in their 20s and 30s. They look like government men. I don't see any uniforms. It's just like these very plain colored clothes. And I have conscious memories of these men, several. And some of my experiences are positive and some are not. And so in this one conscious memory, I'm in this room. I've been in this room before. It's very drab colored. And I'm sitting at a table. Then I'm looking into another room, which is separated by a big glass wall, half of it, like a partition. And I'm looking into that other room, separated by a glass wall, and there's one of these young man standing next to me. And a gray is brought in. And he says to me...
Telepathy-wise?
Excuse me?
Through telepathy?
The human being is talking to me in words.
Okay.
But all of my communication with the grays has been telepathic.
Telepathic, that's what I thought.
So the human is saying to me, okay, see this gray? This is the original gray. And then that one's taken out, and then another smaller one comes in. And he says, see this gray? This is a hybrid of the first one. And then that one's taken out, and then a third smaller one comes in. And he says, see this one? This is a hybrid of the first one. And the third one, the small one, was more robotic. The first one was like us, with a consciousness and awareness. The second one was in between, and the third one was more robotic.
Interesting. Stay with us. We're going to come back and take phone calls with you. Questions, perhaps your own ET story.